Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a very warm apartment, speaking with
Esmeralda Leon.
You are in Chicago. I'm in D.C. This took about an hour to set up due to sound issues.
That didn't even... Well, the first half, you thought I was angry.
Yes.
Or you, I was moody. And all it was a delay.
It's one of those things. It's like reading sarcasm. Sometimes it just doesn't work. In this case, it did not work at all.
No.
Yeah, I thought you were very angry at me because you were taking seconds to respond to very simple questions.
Nope.
That wasn't it at all, huh?
No, it wasn't. And I actually don't know if I had a delay with you.
No, we don't know for sure. So
because I didn't really, I wasn't paying attention. You were responding to me immediately.
That's fantastic.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any pressing issues. So.
Understood. I understand that completely. So I moved to D.C. a few months ago, and I'm still looking for jobs because what I have are very temporary. And now I'm stuck writing another resume, and it's the worst thing to do. It's the worst thing in the world. It's a total first world problem, but it's very annoying because, you just don't.
I hate resumes.
It's possibly the best thing to motivate you into, like, just succeeding on your own is having to do resumes.
I had someone do it for me.
Who did you have do it for you?
I had my friend Alexis do it. She said she was really good at it.
Really?
So I said, okay. And we sat down. She sat down at her computer and just asked me questions, and I typed.
Not to be a dick to Alexis, but what's Alexis's current job? This is not a joke. I don't know.
No, she's in school right now.
Okay, so that's acceptable. I understand that. That's good.
okay. But she said she's really good at writing. I was like, go ahead, because I suck at it. Yeah. So.
It's just certain things. So I'm going through my Gmail trying to find the resume I sent that's more creative, because I've had to create many different resumes over the years for obvious reasons, and I can't find it. I have no idea, so I have to redo it, and that's probably for the best.
It's just, you can't find it in Gmail?
Maybe I just deleted the email. It's been years, or it's been a while since I had to do the creative resume.
Why would you delete from Gmail?
I don't know. It could have been an accident. I don't know.
Why don't you have a copy on your computer?
Because I've gone through many computers.
God.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where it's probably for the best anyways. Yeah. So it's just annoying.
But it's nice to have something.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A skeleton of some sort.
Yeah.
Rather than having to start with a clean piece of paper.
Yeah, I get that. I'm also, like, by searching resume, I'm seeing all the jobs I've applied to that did not hire me.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Does it also come up with emails that say resume?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Or do you put a little accent over your E?
I do not put a little accent over my E. So I guess I'm just sending resumes.
Do you know how?
No. No, I don't, actually.
Because I sure don't.
I'm finding this girl, Melinda Richard, who used to work at DePaul, who I considered at the time an awful human being. Because I got fed up. I went to DePaul, and the furthest I got in the DePaul job hiring process was an interview. Just a regular sit-down interview, not a callback, not anything. And I sent her a very angry email saying, like, why did I go to your school? This is absolutely pointless. I'm applying for jobs that I'm well more than qualified for. What the fuck's going on? Not saying the word fuck. And then I got a very cunty response with, you should have tailored it more. I'm like, well, that's bullshit. I've applied to be a security guard. Fuck you. That's all. So how are you?
I'm good. I never went to the job place.
To the career center or whatever? Yeah. Ugh, it's just so frustrating.
Cause nothing really fit for what I needed to do.
Yeah, well, nothing fits anybody. It was just to fucking pay the bills. You think I wanted to be a security guard? I just knew that if you worked full time, you got free tuition.
Oh, there?
Yeah, if you were one of those dudes that drive around in the fucking Civics or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, if you think you get two free classes for 40 hours of work, so I was just going to go part time and just stay in school. That was the goal.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was that crazy.
I didn't know
crazy.
They did that there.
Yeah, I don't think it was that crazy an idea either.
Separate place to find jobs that are at DePaul.
Yes.
And I always thought it was like fancy pants jobs.
No.
At the career center, you know.
No.
like the grown-up jobs that you get after you get out of school.
Yeah, DePaul's an awful university. I highly recommend not going there to anyone considering going there.
Unless you go for business.
No, even for then you go to grad school and it's not the same. Just don't.
Yeah, but they got that business school, don't they?
Yeah, and that's okay. Just don't go for undergrad there. It's fucking awful. Pointless and awful. Don't go. So that's a positive way to start the show.
Mm-hmm. Slamming your alma mater.
I hate the fact that I went there. I really want to go to grad school just so I could take that off of the resume. Just for that reason. I don't even want jobs where I have to apply. You know what I mean? I don't want jobs where I have to go through. I don't want to be a regional manager. Does that make sense?
I guess, but the first part where you don't want to apply for things.
I don't want a job where I have to go through like HR and blah blah blah. I want a job that's a more creative type job. I want to do this talk show, you know, I want to make the films, and these aren't jobs where it's like, what does your resume say? What does the guy below you say? Here's who you're gonna replace. No, I don't want those jobs.
You know
no
how those
wants.
Work out. Those are word of mouth. Those are who you know.
Well, that's bullshit. I am sick of that fucking who you know shit. Because, yes, everything in life
horrible.
Is who you know. That reason why I didn't get the goddamn janitor job is because of who I know. But that doesn't mean that they're impossible to get. And I'm sick of my fucking mother and people like that. You don't know anybody. Fuck off. How do you meet people? That's why you drink and go out and have fun. It's to meet people and be nice. And I'm learning how to be nice. And it's not coming easy. But that's the whole point.
I like that you have to learn to be nice.
Yeah. He just
doesn't come naturally.
No, it's not come natural to me. Destroying things. I think destroying things, like most boys that are boys in general, like to destroy things more than be nice to things. So
maybe
I don't think
you should work in construction.
Maybe I should work in construction. I won't. I'm not good at things. Well, I'm looking through all these jobs I used to apply for. They're insane. Male teen advocate. Employer services representative. I would have been miserable if I got that. Why did I apply to that?
Because it's a job.
That is true. Greater Westtown Community Development Project. That's interesting because this is from 07 before I lived in Westtown. Oh, the things I could have done that obviously I did not do. Did you ever do that? Did you ever put in a word in your Gmail and then search that word and see all the emails that contain that word and be like, wow, I didn't know I had a cupcake on the 8th of August in 2008.
Like, yes.
Weird
because
shit.
Then it also tracks your chats.
Yes, it's very weird.
And so I read back at my chats.
I applied for the B.O.B. Festival.
What's that?
I don't know. Concert promoter needed for B.O.B. Festival.
Apparently,
obviously,
it didn't go well.
It did not go well, everybody. The B.O.B. Festival was a bust.
You should start your own B.O.B. Festival.
I'm good. Not BYOB, just
your name does start with Brandon.
It does. That my name does start with the word Brandon, which is also the name of me.
Be Brandon's Optical Bonanza.
If I own an eyeglass store, that's what I'd call it.
Brandon's Optical Bonanza.
I'm looking at the event we just posted for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live on Monday night, and I just got our first note on the wall from Matt Priest from Canasta, a band I really like, that says band practice. So I know that Matt will be at band practice. And I think from here on out, I should post every single thing I've ever done on Matt's page. And just see, he could catch up with me like I just caught up with him. Let's see what Matt's doing right now.
Actually, it is. Well, they have a show.
They do have a show on the 26th on Saturday at the Old Town School of Folk Music. So let's see. Matt Priest t-shirt collection. Okay, let's see what's on here today. Today, yeah, every day that they have practice in the Canasta space, Matt is wearing a different t-shirt this year so people could track all the different t-shirts he has. So let's go.
That's a lot of money he's
spending. We have Soundgarden. He's got a Soundgarden shirt on. He's got a Sugar shirt on, everybody. He likes the band Sugar. Photo number 5 is Stone Temple Pilots. Photo number 6 is Rollins Band.
So how many times do they practice?
I think at least once a week. Here's Rage Against
the
Machine.
That's a lot of shirts.
Photo number 8.
I don't even think I own that many.
Cherry
shirts.
Pie, Righteous Babe, which is Ani DeFranco's record label, Guns N' Roses hoodie and hat, a Blind Melon T-shirt. Which one? Soundgarden, another Soundgarden. He's a big Soundgarden fan
of band T-shirts.
Primus, he's got a Primus shirt on. What's this one? Tori Amos, that one was hard to read. Which one is this? Vote with a Bullet. Who is this? Okay, Corrosion of Conformity. Okay. G-Love and Special Sauce. Urge Overkill. Isn't this fun, everybody? Now we're finding out about other people's Facebook. Stop posting on our wall that says you're coming or you're not. Just show up and give me money. I don't care why you're not there.
No, stay attending.
Yeah, keep coming. Don't.
But don't say anything.
Don't say any. Have you ever? Have you? Okay,
just attempt.
It's different if it's like, hey, I'm making dinner. Should I make you a plate? That's totally different, and that's fine and understandable. Hey, I'm going to go out for drinks. Hey, I'm going to be sober. I could drive everyone home. That's a brilliant thing to post on a Facebook wall. Hey, have band practice. Were you supposed to play the show? No. Did you say you were going to come to the show? No, I don't care. I don't fucking care. I don't think that's insane either. I think that's very common for people. Why are we posting on Facebook walls? Why are you on Facebook if you don't have a band? I don't understand this either. If you're single, I get it. Go
because
nuts.
Because then it turns into MySpace.
What?
If it's just bands.
If it's just bands. So let it turn into MySpace then. What's wrong with that? Just let it happen.
Well, no one cares about MySpace anymore. But people still post on there, which I find odd.
It's kind of great for me because I use it to book quite a bit. And you don't have to go through pages and pages of shit. And it's also good because back in the day, they used to post all of the friends, like the amount of friends that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd end up like saying, oh, these guys have like 10,000 friends. They must be popular. Let's book them for a show. Or this other band only has 8. And it does not translate whatsoever. And I'm glad that is now over. I'm not even angry, but I'm just talking in an angry tone.
You?
How was your day?
It was all right.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went to the supermarket.
What did you buy?
I bought eggs.
Fun.
Sugar. And a pork loin.
What?
What?
Those first two made sense.
For dinner.
Pork loin for dinner. All right. It's a good dinner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's not a knock. I'm happy for you.
I'm going to be neutrified.
You
That's not
are
word.
Going to be neutrified.
That's not a word.
That's not a word at all.
I'm making up new words.
Yes, you are.
You should apply for the dictionary.
Me?
We should.
Neutrified?
No, like apply for a job. And then we could get neutrified into the dictionary.
Okay.
Is that how that works?
I don't know how that works. Not at all. Not at
Is there
all.
A person like new word finder?
I don't think so.
I would like to do that if that's a job.
My new thing is going on Twitter and finding people that follow me and trying to figure out why they follow me. If I know them, if it's just a robot, it's
I've
fun.
Had a few Tumblrs.
Follow you?
That follow me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't tell if I actually know this person or not. It's fun, by the way.
I don't know any of them from Tumblr.
No. Well, Tumblr's different, I think.
Tumblr is an odd thing. Because it's just pictures most of the time. I don't really get it. I mean, I understand it's like for blogs and things, but most people just post pictures and phrases.
I like Tumblr for that. Tumblr's like walking through a really cool bookstore you don't want to take anything home.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
These are all just really neat picture books that'll be on clearance in like 3 weeks. Fuck it.
That sounds, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh! My newest Tumblr follower is a... Oh, no. Well, I guess you could call him a stand-up comedian. He's from Detroit.
Ooh, who is it?
His name is Ricky Sisko.
How is Ricky Sisko? Have you seen his comedy?
No.
Awesome.
Apparently his Tumblr is where he tests out his stand-up comedy ideas.
Ooh, that's great. Let's see what he's got. Let's read some of them.
Let's see here. The first post is, earn my recommendation. Tell me your thoughts on Jehovah's Witnesses, good or bad, funniest thought wins.
He's really just crowdsourcing material. Because that's what you want from stand-up comedy. You want what everyone's thinking in the most boring fashion possible. That's what makes stand-up comics great. They just talk about the middle of the road, nothing risky. It just makes sense. I hope this guy dies of the AIDS soon. He doesn't fuck. No one fuck him. Just give him the AIDS and walk away. That's my new catchphrase, by the way. Give
For
him the AIDS and walk
people
away.
People are asking him questions.
Like, why do you exist?
No.
Oh, keep going. Maybe I was too harsh on him. Maybe this is the most brilliant stand-up comedy idea I've ever heard.
There's really nothing on here.
So it's
no,
just...
seriously, it's a lot of questions that people ask him.
So it's just Jehovah's Witnesses, really?
It's like, ask him a question. It's like, one is... Let's see. Oh, hey, thanks. Well, it's not even a question. Oh, hey, thanks for following. LOL. I post a lot of pictures of Korean boys because I like them. Just letting you know. Cat smiley face. And then he says, I employ a lot of Korean boys. Just letting you know. And then okay. The person responds, lucky. I wish I was around more Korean boys. There aren't enough cute Asian boys in my school. Boo-hoo. Sad cat face. There's a Korean boy sitting on my lap right now, typing this out for me. Parentheses. Please get me out of here. I'm the Korean boy I need.
Do you want to wake up tomorrow after reading that out loud? I do not.
So horrible. He's not very good.
No.
The thing, he's in Detroit.
What is that? Detroit's not going to recover until this guy's dead.
No, because if he leaves, then he'll just go on and ruin another city. So.
Oh, God.
Leave him in Detroit.
Oh, my God. Well, you bum me out forever. Jesus, I want to die now.
Sorry. You asked for it.
I did. I literally asked for it. I apologize, listener at home. I don't know what I was getting into. I was not ready.
Neither did I.
So. No, no one did. No one knew that such comedy gold could exist in such fashion.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Do you read comments on stories, on news stories online?
Sometimes, depending on what it is.
Why do you read them?
Because I want to see what people have to say.
Give me a story that you've read the comments of, like willingly read the comments of.
Crap.
All right.
I don't know. I do it a lot for the blog I read. Oh, no, they didn't.
Okay.
It's all celebrity gossip.
Okay.
So I like to see if someone has something horrible to say about
you just someone. Like snarky, snipey comments.
Yeah. Some people are funny there. Okay. And also if it's, you know, if there's a movie trailer or something they post or there's something or some sort of crazy news story. Mm-hmm. I just want to see if anyone else has, you know, agrees with me.
Got it.
And I don't really feel like posting because it takes too long.
Do you have any friends that you talk to about celebrity type stuff or no?
No, not really. I don't have anybody.
Oh, maybe because you're too busy with this Detroit comic.
I'm too busy scrolling through Tumblr. No, I don't have anybody I can talk to.
Oh, that's sad.
The only person is my friend Lena, but she's busy.
Oh, what's she busy doing?
She's running Good. CIC, which is the Chemically Imbalanced Theater.
I'm on the fence about that girl right now.
Essentially. She's running the bar.
I'm on the fence about her. I'm on the fence. Yeah, that's good.
She's running it.
Good. Running stuff. My head's not in this one. I apologize. It's not. It's fucking not.
Is it Ricky Sisko's fault?
I think it's that dude's fault. Everything was going okay. Maybe it wasn't going okay, but holy shit, that really fucked with me.
And he has 1,629 followers.
On Twitter?
So many. No, on Tumblr.
Oh, okay. Oh, that bothers me so much. I don't know why. I'm not having a good
day.
Happy
to know I didn't follow him.
Not having a good day, apparently. Just making noises.
What was that?
Just making noises.
Is that to, like, separate time?
What?
Your ooh.
I can't. To separate time.
Well, you know.
No, I have no idea.
Close that chapter with your
ooh. Oh, yeah. That was the end of that chapter. Let's go back to the other chapter. What? I went to an event last night that had security because there's like diplomats and all that other crap near.
Oh,
it wasn't a fancy event. It was a really great event. It was about the Washington Redskins city paper thing I was mentioning.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
It was great. It was really interesting. I learned some stuff.
Did anybody yell?
This one woman gave the speaker shit for like, and I don't know why. Like she was the first question before there was like a Q&A. She just raised her hand and like kept grilling them, but no one understood what she was getting at, and it was kind
why
of great.
Why did they call on her?
Well, it was like, okay, sure. But no, there wasn't a moderator or anything. It was just, sure, you raised your hand. It was one of those kind of things. You didn't know she was going to go with that, you know? Anyways, when you walk in, they check you off, and they check you off, and once they check you off, they give you a little sticker, your ID badge, right? So everyone knows who you are. And then after that, you have to check in with the desk. And the desk also has the same list that the sticker people have. I was a plus one, so my name wasn't on the list. So what they did for me was they just asked to look at my ID, and then they let me up. And I can't figure out why they needed to look at my ID whatsoever. If I'm just the plus one and you don't record my ID, what's the point of looking at my ID? Does that make sense?
I don't know. Just to make it look official, so then I don't know.
Okay. Subject matter closed.
You should end every topic with a ooh.
No, I shouldn't.
Could you imagine we had a talk show?
Oh, I could imagine, but I...
If we had a radio show, and then every time we would finish talking about something, we would have a pre-recorded ooh.
Oh, that's so bad. That's a bad idea.
And we would have different ones. You know, that's for sadder stories, it'd be like, ooh. And then happier ones, it'd be like, ooh.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea at all.
I think it's comedy gold.
It might be comedy gold, but I think we should test the doubt on that dude from Detroit.
I should give him the idea and see what he...
Did you know you could put jobs into Facebook?
What do you mean?
You could put like jobs into Facebook. Like help wanted type jobs.
You're gonna apply through classifieds?
Yeah, kind of.
I know MySpace does too, and I remember looking at it once, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Because no one knows about it, so there really isn't. There isn't much on it, and then what is on it are scams and weird things.
Oh, yeah. I signed up for this thing called JobFox when I first got to D.C. It was like $10 for the first month. It was awful. It was. I felt like an asshole, and then it was typical. You get the automatic renewal, so I, like 5 days before it expired, I told them to cancel it, and they tried to give me another deal, and I go, this is bullshit, and blah, blah, blah. And they know
it. So you had to pay for it?
Oh, yeah. It's like, these jobs are listed before anyone else, or blah, 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 blah. And that might be true, but they're all bullshit jobs anyway, so whatever. I found one job through them, and because I found one job through them, I was like, okay, maybe this is worth it, because it was in the first like half hour of searching. And then it really wasn't worth it whatsoever. It's like paying to submit.
Never is.
It really isn't. It's like paying to submit to any festival of any of like Sundance or I don't know, whatever.
Then they don't take you.
By the way, I just got the email from Chief Ikes. People have no idea what I'm talking about. Apparently, we can do the open mic tonight. It's 4:30. Open mic should start at 7 o'clock. I just sent out an email saying it's canceled.
Why?
20 minutes ago.
Why were they so on the fence?
I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's obvious.
Are you going to send them something like, hey?
No, I'm going to say it's like I had to cancel. I thought it wasn't cool. So that's the entertainment industry, everybody.
But you should send a letter like, excuse me, could you please give me more time?
Yeah.
At least a day.
At this point, it's one of those things where like, why even do it there? It's just not worth it. Like,
yeah, they don't seem... They're not supporting you very well.
No, they're really not. So fuck it, we're done with Chief Ikes, everybody. That's the end.
Chief Ikes Mambo Room.
Sorry, but...
I like that you never say the Mambo Room.
Cancel. Sorry, but I let's phrase this together. Internet,
while we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm double fisting business right now. I'm double fisting.
You get mad when I do that. What the hell?
The difference is I'm doing this for the show. It directly relates to the show.
I do it for the show,
and this is show material. Sorry, but I canceled. I was waiting to hear back from.
Really, that show material right there.
Yeah, this is how you write emails, everybody.
You done?
No, keep talking.
Okay. I'm just going to keep talking to myself.
Yeah, just talk in general. How is this any different than any other part of the show? You can't take over for a little bit? I trust. Oh, really? You're going to sigh about taking over for like 20 seconds?
Not what the podcast is. It's a two-man working cog.
Not the Proopcast, actually. Have you listened to that? Nope. You don't listen to shows.
No, I don't.
It's great. It's fucking great. It's Greg Proop.
I think it's funny that I've talked to certain people about this, and they get so angry that I don't.
Well, do you know how hard it is? You know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to describe. I dropped a marker. You know how hard it is to explain to people what a podcast is?
It's just a recording.
Okay, so apparently it's the easiest thing in the world to...
Well, it is.
Well, I take it all back.
I mean, just the simplest form. It's a recording. It's a recording of... It could be anything, really.
God, well, never mind. Then how is it different than a song?
Well, you can have a podcast of songs.
But how is it? Yeah, I get that. But how is that different than just song?
Because podcasts are more like a program.
Okay, fine. So maybe it's a recorded program.
There you go. So you added one word to my explanation. Good job.
How is that different than 60 Minutes?
Don't they do podcasts?
No, but they also do regular fine. How is that different than Saturday Night Live?
They do podcasts.
Ew. How is it different than Saturday Night Live?
Because that is a variety entertainment show.
So how is a podcast different?
Are there video podcasts? There are video podcasts. Most podcasts aren't live. Some can be, but most podcasts you listen to through your computer or iPod.
So an important part of the definition was how you receive the podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So now, how would
you... Are you writing this down so we can make a proper...
This is how you define a fucking word, by the way. It was just applied to what...
Really, we're reading Rainbow now.
Did you see Community last week?
I did.
It was great. LeVar Burton. Was...
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the commercials for this week's How I Met Your Mother? Or no, I'm sorry, not How I Met Your Mother. The Big Bang Theory?
No. I don't watch
they
that.
They reference LeVar Burton in the fucking commercial.
What do you mean?
They go, LeVar, they mention LeVar Burton, and he goes, LeVar Burton going to be here? And he goes, no. I think they're stealing from 30 Rock. Or no, Community.
Community.
Just random TV shows that we have.
Because Community is better.
Which we have no... we should have had notes for this one.
I kind of had notes.
What do you got? Let's go. Let's do them.
I said my 10-year reunion is coming up.
That's right. You going to go?
No.
Why not?
Why would I go?
I don't know.
I don't know half those people.
That's true.
They sent me a Facebook group. It wasn't even an invite. They just forced me in the group.
Could I join the group?
No. You have to be invited.
Ooh. This is.
But to be invited, you're like immediately in the fucking group.
What?
I didn't say yes or no to like being in this group, and I'm just immediately in it. And I'm getting stupid emails from people going, oh my God, I'm so excited. Can't wait. Need to find a sitter.
So this is based in Joliet.
Yeah, which is even worse. Someone actually said that they still haven't come up with where to do it or anything. It's more.
Wait. So this isn't even through the school?
No. I don't think. I'm not even sure the guy who started the group. He may be like the person who's like, all right, I will do it.
Why doesn't
or if he your just
school,
decided,
wait, why doesn't your school just have one?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. If they were to send me an invite, I'd say no. So
weird.
This is actually better because he wants addresses and I just won't send him my address.
Okay.
But I'm looking at it. And
I think you should go.
Oh, God, no. I don't know half these people. And the people that I do know, I never really talk to.
Will you feel better about your life if you go?
I already feel better about my life just looking at the Facebook. That's what Facebook does. That's
I know.
All it does.
It just feels like it's pointless at this point. But what do I know? What do I know? Nothing. I know nothing.
I don't really. Ugh. No, I don't want to go. All
right. Just
now, someone, let me see. So they're trying to figure out where to do it or whatever, and someone suggests that everyone pregame it at a Joliet Jackhammers game.
What's Joliet Jackhammers?
It's our, it's minor league.
Minor league what?
It's a minor league baseball team.
Oh, cool.
It built a big-ass stadium in the middle of the the dilapidated looking downtown area of Joliet.
I didn't know that there was a team there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's minor league or if it's crap.
That's awesome. Tight. We should go. Maybe gross, my dad.
Maybe. No.
I don't want to. I can't be my dad.
No.
Nope. No. All right, that's fine. I've accepted that. Don't care anymore. All right, moving on.
But yeah, I don't want to go. Ugh. All that just sounds horrible.
Would you go to the 20th year reunion if you were really well off?
No, because I'd be too busy.
Okay. Is there anything?
Well, if I'm really well off.
Is there anything that could get you to the reunion?
If it was a really awesome place.
Like, and what's an awesome place?
Like, if they were gonna do something that I didn't have to pay for in any capacity, and maybe a trip somewhere.
So you just really want to win an Oprah trip?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going
because
to
they're asking for donations?
They're asking for donations,
and they're gonna ask companies
for
to
what?
Donate shit.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not involved in this.
Obviously.
You know as much as I do. I have no idea where they're going to be asking companies for shit.
What was the name of your high school?
Joliet West High School.
Joliet West High School, class of 01.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you folks.
Shout out.
Listening in your cubicles. Driving your children to and from soccer. Blowing each other. Dicks and mouths. Thank you for listening.
I love that.
Shout out.
Dicks and mouths. Can we also do that on our show?
Dicks and what?
A shout out.
Oh, like a formal shout out like that?
We have people call up.
Shut up. We got to get formal. Ladies and gentlemen, dicks and mouths. It's pretty good. All right. We got one funny nugget of funny out of that. I think that's a good time to close the show.
Yeah, we should end on a high point.
Yeah, let's kill this thing. All right, tonight, because I'm going to post this late tonight. So today, Thursday the 24th. Yep, Thursday the 24th. You meet them, everybody, live at the Looking Glass Lounge in the Petworth neighborhood. We have Aaron Morrissey from DCist, Hillary Buchholz, and music from Drawbridges. Special musical guest throughout the entire show. Sadie, who plays in Junior League Band in Drawbridges, will be playing violin throughout the show. It's going to be a very fun night. It's our last Thursday show. So come on out, and you'll see why we're moving it to Monday nights. Crowds have been absolutely fantastic, but all it takes is one, ladies and gentlemen. All it takes is one. It's like the AIDS of the crowd. All it takes is one. And then on Monday, you meet them, everybody, live in Chicago at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont. We have, from the interview show, Mark Bazar. Which one do we decide on?
I like saying Bazar.
Mark Bazar,
just, you know.
Mark Bazar is going to be there. That's going to be fantastic. Mike Leibowitz, comedian Mike Leibowitz, one of my absolute favorites, the guy that I stole my dick from. Buy his album right now on iTunes. Comedians, you should know.
Hope he does that.
He will do that. I will make.
We'll have to make him
Make him do that. It's very easy to make him do that. Give him alcohol, and he will do that. And we have music from the Clams, and that's going to be a really, really good show. Merle and I hopefully can record one or two more of these before I land in Chicago. We'll be doing some more on the weekend. And see you in D.C. on Thursday. See you in Chicago on Monday. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful evening.